Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Time now for Going Places here on KNKX, and we're headed to Berlin. Our travel expert Matthew Brumley visits with Shlomit Lasky. She's a journalist and tour guide who was born in Israel. They meet at a bar to talk about her experience in Germany, which is steeped in a very particular history and culture.
So you're an Israeli living in Berlin. Is this a popular city with Israelis?
Oh, very popular. When I came here nearly 8 years ago, I could walk around talking on my mobile phone in Hebrew. Now I really have to be careful because there's Hebrew everywhere. Also tourists, and also a lot of Israelis are moving to Berlin. They find it a really interesting city, a lot of creative people, a lot of people who are academics, left-wing people that are more interested in living in an environment like in Berlin, so lots of Israelis. And it's a good community.
So I'm just wondering, do you think there's any difference between being an Israeli who moves to Berlin to, let's say, being an American or a Brit or an Irishman who moves here?
I do think so, indeed. You know, I live my daily life, and what happened in the Holocaust happened, you know, 70 years ago, but it's there, it's everywhere, and I guide tours, so there are lots of memorials. I talk about Jewish history, and you have to know how to kind of put it aside and live life and not hold to it all the time, but you also can't forget it. It's part of the city, and it's part of the narrative.
If you had friends coming in from Israel or from the United States or from Scandinavia into Berlin, and let's say they just had 3 or 4 days and they had a nice long weekend or maybe a bit more time, what would you suggest they do?
Well, I think that the most important thing about Berlin is not the museums and not the churches, but the city itself. Take a walking tour. I'm not trying to promote myself. Take any public walking tour. They're all great. And learn about the history of the city, because it's not a beautiful city like London or Paris or Rome. It's not beautiful in the classical sense. And if you don't know the story, then you won't get it. So you see the Brandenburg Gate and a piece of the wall, have a good schnitzel at Café Einstein, which is my favorite place for schnitzel, and enjoy the nightlife, which is very vibrant. Try to go to see the former Jewish quarter, which is super cool. Like one of the streets there is called August Street. There are lots of nice galleries and cafes, and walk around Hakische Hof Market, which is a beautiful set of courtyards. Sorry, Hakische Hofe, the set of beautiful 19th century courtyards.
Wow. And so it sounds like you need at least, I don't know, a couple months here.
Yeah. Are you staying, Matthew?
Okay. I've just canceled my airline ticket. I'm just going to hang out here, Shlomit.
I'll show you around.
Good. Well, listen, Shlomit, thank you so much for joining me. And I hope that, you know, when folks back home, back in the United States, come to Berlin, they get the opportunity to go on a little walking tour with you.
Great. I look forward.
Okay. Well, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. Shalom and tschüss, yeah.
Shalom and tschüss.
Or, as I say, yalla tschüss. Yalla is like Arabic, but we use it in Hebrew, so it's like, come on, yalla tschüss.
Okay, yalla tschüss.
Yeah.
KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley visiting with journalist and tour guide Shlomit Lasky in Berlin. Yalla tschüss is an informal way of saying bye as you're parting ways. Lasky conducts tours in both English and Hebrew, covering the city's highlights and its Jewish history.